This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Donald Trump with a cabinet vote from office and declare what is obvious to a horrified nation that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. The Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday night in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, citing the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. Meantime, a small group of growing number of Republican lawmakers is signaling support for impeaching President Trump after his supporters stormed the Capitol last week to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said Tuesday that she would vote to impeach Trump, adding that there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. While an impeachment resolution would be almost certain to pass, conviction by the Senate and removal from office is far from certain. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com via remote. This is